Gentlemen, a hurricane-free, well, hopefully hurricane-free episode of Paragon Radio. I'm your host, up on the East Coast, up in New York area. I am Pogo Man from the Virtue Server. Right now, I am temporarily co-hostless. Mad Viking is having some technical difficulties. And we're trying to work out the situation right now. Mad Viking is like, it's Blood Talk, it's not him or Rain. They were both called in earlier. I was trying to bring them on to talk to them a few minutes before the show started, and all of a sudden they got booted. It's Blood Talk. I don't know, maybe Code Warrior, maybe you could help them. I don't know what's going on. They can't get into the show. This is horrible. I have no co-host tonight, right now. This is horrible. This is terrible. This is terrible. This is the worst thing that could happen to a show. Well, except not having me on the show since I'm the host. But this is terrible. This is tragedy. Well, near tragedy. Oh, my God. Help. Somebody help us. Holy mackerel. Somebody shoot up a flare gun. Do something. An SOS. Something. I can't find my whistle. Where's my thing? Oh, no. Where'd it go? It's on the floor. Why is it down there? Oh my God. Why is it making that sound? Oh, my God. It doesn't even... Hold on. Oh, it's not even working right. Nothing's going right. Oh, my God. This is horrible. Oh, my God. The show couldn't even start right tonight. Nothing's going right. Is there someone who can save us? Anyone? Who can save us out there? Oh, my goodness. Well, if anybody wants to call in and join me on air, you can call in at 714-583-6908. I would say if you're in the chat, you can scroll to the top of the page and you'll see a blue square with a white S in the middle, and that's the handy-dandy Skype button, and that would be a free call into the studio, and free is good in today's economy, but I don't think that button's going to work tonight the way things are going. Give it a shot. If you want people in the chat, you want to try it. I don't know. If you're in Paragon chat, hanging out, I'm hanging out on the steps of City Hall in beautiful downtown Atlas Park. I'm holding a torch. I'm there by my lonesome right now. But if you want to come down and hang out with me, please do. I'm all by my lonesome right now. If you want to come on down, hang out with me. Yeah, it was weird. I posted the link late last night, and it was there this morning. I double-checked, and then right before the show, I usually copy it to post live in Paragon chat, and the link was gone. That should have been a sign of bad things to come. But holy mackerel, it's gone. It's not there. It wasn't there. Now my co-hosts aren't here. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going to happen now. This is just horrible. This is just disaster. Any luck, guys? Mad Viking, are you in the chat? Any luck at all? Anything? A walkie-talkie? A tin can with a string attached to it? Morse code? Anything? Nothing? Oh, is it going to... Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody was typing something. Oh, okay. Code where he went, dash, dot, dash, dot, dash, dot. I don't know what that means. I can't read it. Hold on. I got to refresh my chat. Now my chat froze up as soon as he went Morse code on me. Just hold on a second. I'm getting there. Nothing still. Audio disconnect. Yep, we don't even have a flare gun. Nothing. On this, the occasion of Champions Online special anniversary, or during their anniversary, it's week two of their anniversary, and they have some goodies going on, which I'll get to in a few minutes. And I've been playing Star Wars The Old Republic. They had double XP week, and I did very well. My level, just a month ago, my Jedi was level 37, and I got to level 70. I was level 48 before double XP week, and I jumped up. I took advantage of double XP week. I went from 48 to level 70. Yes, I did. That's the maximum level, and I'm still finishing up his class storyline, because somebody told me that I play a Jedi Consular, a Jedi Shadow, and they say it's the most boring storyline, and it's just taking a long time to get through it. I'm almost done with it. I think I'm going to play after the show tonight just to finish up that storyline. I cheated. I read the storyline just to see how much further I have to go. I don't have that much further to go, but somebody said it's just boring just because there's not a lot of action in it. But I'm almost done with it. So that's good. That is good. But I tell you what, I guess since he's having trouble, I'm hoping Mad Viking is still going to keep trying to call in. I guess I will start with the usual updates, and then I'll go into some other game updates. And then hopefully he'll be on, and we will BS for the rest of the night. Okay, so what I'll do is, like I said, I'll do an update, and then I'll check the soundboard between readings. So first up, business as usual. Just hold on a second here. Everything's running slow tonight. Sorry about that, guys. Like I said, we did not expect this to happen tonight. Oh, man, Mad Viking just said, won't he allow phone calls? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. All right. Okay, let me do... All right, let me do the Heroes and Villains update. This is going to be update number 248. Let me make sure that's the right... Let me double check. Let me make sure at least that's the right update. Yes, that's the right one at least. All right. This is Heroes and Villains update number 248. All right, this week we've been doing some more planning work on the layout for some of the basic combat AI for enemy NPCs, with a focus on trying to make sure that there's a major difference between those with ranged attacks and those with melee attacks, which was something that City of Heroes didn't do well at all. For example, no matter what the ranged attack that they had was, the COH enemy NPCs would only ever discharge one or two shots before charging into close combat, which made no tactical sense, especially if the player was melee-based, as they were completely throwing away their advantage. This major AI fault was even worse in the case of groups that were presented as highly trained paramilitaries, rather than just gang members, such as the Council, Fifth Column, and Malta, making a clear distinction between ranged and melee AI behaviors for enemies is one of the key parts of our goal to make our combat much more diverse than in COH, so that there's a wider variety of tactics that players might need to use, as well as letting us present the various enemy groups in ways that help them stand out from each other. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. Well, there you go. That makes sense. I'm all for that. Yes, indeed, I am. Okay, still nothing. All right. The only thing I have from City of Titans was something during the week. Okay. That they posted. It wasn't really much of an update. It was something hurricane related. And now for some reason it is taking forever for my chat room to open. So just give me a moment, and thank you, Metal Mountain. He's standing there playing the drum next to me. Okay, Mad Viking is saying can't even call him one of our phone calls. Is Harvey affected Blog Talk? Is Blog Talk in Texas? No, as far as I know, no. I would have got a message across the top of my studio, and nothing has been even posted about it. Nope, I can't even ask for help. They're gone for the weekend. premium help support. I pay for this premium help support. They are gone for the weekend. Are you freaking kidding me? Unfreaking believable. All right, so this is what City of Titans had. I think I got it posted for you guys there. Yeah, this is about the Houston flood. Okay, so this is from Tuesday, actually. This is from Shadow Elusive. It says here, we are writing this post on what we feel is our humanitarian duty to our fellow man. As most of you have probably heard, the city of Houston, Texas, is experiencing a truly devastating flood. The rains overflowed even the massive reservoirs designed to prevent flooding, hurting even areas that were supposed to be safe. Many did not have flood insurance. All need help. We have developers there. All are safe. Some are waiting for it to be safe to return to their homes. Others, already safe, are doing what they can. But a disaster this size needs help from everyone. We would like to make everyone aware of what they can donate to the cause, if so inclined. Hopefully, both the city and the people will be able to recover in full. And then below is a few links for donations. It says here, one is donatenow.networkforgood.org/feeding-Texas. Another one, texasdiaperbank.networkforgood.com/project/33717-change-a-life. Another one is www.littlelobbyist.org/Harvey/. Another one, www.unitedwayhouston.org/flood. And another one, www.ucaring.com/victims-of-Hurricane-Harvey-915053. If you want the links for that, go to Paragon Radio page on Facebook. And I have the link there for the City of Titans page. And they have all the links there for everybody. Let me see, what is it? Ooh, yeah. Sovereign is not happy right now. She cannot call in. And I think that is it. I didn't see anything for Valiance online this week. With an update. Trying to see here. Oh, of course, I announced something about PAX. I think they were involved with PAX West as well. Oh, yes, they announced that they were going to be at PAX West. Yes, it did turn out that they were at. Yes, Valiance was at that panel, PAX West. There is a video. Hang on, I'm going to give you guys the Twitch TV log for those people who want to check it out. Is Irma messing? I don't know if Irma is messing up the signal. Blog Talk is not saying anything. That's the problem. They're not saying anything. And this is how Blog Talk's tech support works. Oh, it's Friday night? Yes, we send our tech support home. Tough on you. Have a good weekend. Bye. And so now I'm going to call them up Monday and complain. And it's bullshit. I pay money. There. I'm clicking on help, premium support. They show me the name of tech support. It says, ask away, it will respond. Within one business day, they have a smiley face. Back on Monday, try our help center. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like, seriously, I pay money for this. I have a premium account. And you're telling me that you have nobody working tonight. Hold on a second here. Oh, I know what I was going to. Hold on. First things first. Okay, that's the Twitch TV link from Missing Worlds Media. You can go there and you can check out the panel they did at PAX West. Yeah, we do want. Yeah, we're going to go to YouTube. This is another reason we want YouTube. This is fucking ridiculous. And you know what? I don't think we're going to do much of a show tonight. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a couple more things, and this is just ridiculous. I think we're not doing a full show tonight. I apologize, guys. This is just absolutely ridiculous. Oh, I'm just typing a message. I'm sorry, I'm just writing a nasty letter here. Sorry, guys. I'm just, you know, I'm going to give you guys a song. I'm going to play a song while I'm doing this. This is ridiculous. Sorry, there's no reason you guys have to hear that. I'm sorry, I'm just typing here. Sorry about that. Let me give you guys a song here. I'm going to give you Thunderstruck by AC/DC. I'll be right back after this. Okay, so I'm going to do a couple more updates, then I'm done with these people. So, you know, obviously there's a help button, and you click on that for premium support, right? So all in bright pink, it's like these faces of these three women who are supposed to be tech support. Mandy Lynn, Amy, and Sherry. Ask away. We'll respond. Within one business day, and there's a big smiley face emoticon. And then underneath, you go all the way to the bottom, back on Monday, try our help center. Fuck you. Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? This is what you assholes are doing? I've had it. You're going to reimburse me for every Friday night I can't do my show from now on. I've just had it. This is ridiculous. Yeah, try and hope to fuck you. I've had it. All right, really quickly, this is it, guys. I'm not wasting my time tonight. I'm just fed up. All right, so Champions is celebrating, I guess, their anniversary. A couple of notes from them. As you know, Sapphire, who's a wonderful singer there. No, not really. They have two tracks you could download. I'm not downloading them. One is Ambassador Kale, Champions Anniversary, and a Champions Anniversary Remix. Remix you could download for free, I guess. Another one here is Services Sale and Lifetime Subscription Sale. That's pretty cool. Okay, so this was posted yesterday. Thursday, September 7th, says, "Hello, Champions. Beginning today and until September 14th, that's next Thursday, at 8 a.m., take 20% off all services, all service in the C-Store, including full retcon, tokens, character costume slots, and so much more. But that's not all. We're pleased to announce that for a limited time, the lifetime subscription is 33% off. This awesome sale lasts until 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Pacific Standard Time, September 14th, 2017. These subscriptions come with everything you need. With multiple character slots that come free with your subscription, you can get to work on your new custom hero right away. All the powers of the premium archetypes unlocked means you'll have loads to pick and choose from. Get all the powers of the Tempest, the Scourge, and more. Check out all the different archetypes you'll unlock automatically when you subscribe. Basically, you get everything. You get everything. I bought it, I think, last year or the year before, and basically it pays for itself, I think, within 2 years. Along with the amazing archetypes that come free with being a gold member, you'll be able to enjoy multiple travel powers. You can fly into combat with a burst of flames or surf the skies with your personal hover disc. These powers are unlocked for all your characters, opening up tons of possibilities." And then it goes on, "With all your new powers, you need a look that shows off your heroism. Gold members get immediate access to loads of free costume sets, more than 400 parts in total. As an automatic unlock, gear up for the fight with the Sakura Mecha armor that comes free with your subscription. Your dueling gunslinger will be thankful for the bandolier and extra bullets that come free with the High Plains Drifter set. Finally, what type of Spartan doesn't wear a signature cape and Spartan armor before entering combat? These are just a few of the costumes you'll get for free when you become a subscriber. Gold players also get a monthly stipend of 500 Zen, half the price of the monthly subscription. You'll also get loads of costume sets, more than 400 parts in total, as an automatic unlock. These are just some of the exciting features that come with being a subscriber. Read more about all the wonderful benefits of being a subscribing gold member. Subscribe now to get all these benefits in Champions Online. Subscribe today." And just so you know, I'm clicking on the button to show you guys the prices. Yes, yes. I got mine last year. I forget what the prices are. I think it's like $14.99 a month. But free to play. I mean the lifetime membership, let's see. Yeah, gold member is $14.99 monthly. Okay, this is basically it. I'm going to read, you know, okay, gold members, $14.99 monthly or lifetime compared to silver players. Silver players are free. Custom archetypes, gold members get them free. Silver players, they are unavailable. Base archetypes, they are free for gold members. They're also free for silver. All right, the big advantages, Premium archetypes are free for gold members, while they're purchasable for silver players. Character slots. You get two as a free player. You get 8+ as a gold member or a lifetime member. All zones. Oh, they're free for both. Okay, I'm just going to check. All right, adventure packs. They are purchasable as a free player, while they're free for gold members and above. Nemesis. Okay, they're free as silver players, and then they say free. So I guess you get two Nemesis as a gold member. Okay, silver players. Okay, let's see what else here. Special costumes, purchasable. Special costumes and premium costume packs are purchasable. No, wait, I'm sorry. Special costumes purchasable by silver players. More than 400 parts are free for gold members. Okay, costume slots. You get 1+ for silver players, 3+ for gold members. Inventory bag slots. You get 1 as a silver player, 4 as a gold member. Special travel powers. Let me calm down here. Those are purchasable by a silver player. They are free as a gold member. Power tinting. They are unavailable as a silver player, but they are free as a gold member. Market house lots. You get 10 as a silver player. You get 100 as a gold member. Resource limit. You get 250 gold as a free player. About 200,000 gold as a gold member. Veteran rewards. Unavailable as a silver player, but they free as a veteran, as a gold member. Chat. You have limited chat abilities as a silver player. Unrestricted as a gold member. The Vivox voice chat is ad supported as a silver player, but there's no advertisements as a gold member. Your supergroup creation is limited as a silver player. It's free as a gold member. Mail is limited as silver, free as a gold member. Your form access is partially restricted as silver, absolutely free as a gold member. Customer service, self-help knowledge base as silver, free live support as a gold member. Priority login is unavailable as silver, free as a gold member. A stipend is unavailable as silver, absolutely free as a gold member. So, I think you should go gold. However, I'm trying to find the prices here. I think for the lifetime memberships, it's normally $2.99, and I think with the sale, it's $1.99. Okay, now the big one I want to talk about, the big, big thing this week for Anniversary Week 2 that started yesterday. Okay, welcome back, champions. Week 2 is underway, and we've got rewards worthy of any true hero looking to put that hard-earned event currency to good use. You can find a long list of special archetypes available in the event store, from Disciple to Tempest, from Fist to Squall. There's simply too many to list. Gotta check them out. Want to keep getting your party on? The future will be televised in style. Check out the TV head and party glasses costume. Speaking of style, show yours off in a new open mission, Sapphire's Concert, running every hour. Dancing will get you anniversary gifts as rewards, but do it 25 times and you'll get the exclusive shuffle dance emote. 50 times? Well, you'll get the awesome dance emote. Shake a tail feather, and it shows the cool dances below. There you go. And it says here, charge Zen now and pick up the latest items on the C-Store or upgrade the gold. There we go again. And get bonuses, including free-form power selection, gold costume sets, and veteran rewards. Want more game details and screens like Champions Online on Facebook? For more fan-exclusive content, and follow us on Twitter. Tweet us your questions. Okay, something else I've been doing. As I mentioned, the last couple weeks, I've been playing Star Wars The Old Republic. I've actually had an account for a while. I moved up to a monthly paying account. This week, hold on, I just need to take a drink here. Sorry, just a quick sip. This week, their big special is the Cartel Market Special. It's week of September 5th. 2017. Okay, a new gear bundle hits the cartel market this week. The Skilled Hunter is a must-have for any bounty hunter. Equip the galaxy's most essential gear and gain the edge in combat. So let's take a closer look at what this week has to offer. It's the Skilled Hunter new gear bundle. It goes live. It went live Tuesday, September 5th. Normally, it's 3,850 cartel coins for this package. I'm sorry, for this package. Now, it's 2,695 cartel coins. My God, it's over 1,000 cartel coins off. What a deal you're getting on this package. You're going to boost your bounty hunter legacy with this starter kit. Each skilled hunter bundle includes a Mandalorian hunter armor set. Oh, my God. A frontline Gapillion creature mount. You're going to get a set of armor and a cool ride. A GR9 plasma blaster and a GR10 plasma core blaster. So you're going to get a free mount. A really cool set of armor that I think is modifiable as you go up in levels. That's really cool too. Cause so if you like the armor, you don't have to worry about replacing it. Every time you go up a couple levels, you go to the fleet. And there's a mod station, there's a store in there, you find your level, you go in there, you buy the mods, and you just keep upgrading your armor with and abilities, things, it's really cool. And you get a plasma, you get a pistol and a rifle, and you keep upgrading them. So, you know, once you get these things, you're set for your career. Really, you get this cool ride, and the armor, and the weapons, and you're all set. And for that price, you're paying 2,695 coins. You really don't want to part. You really don't want to do anything else with it. So that's what you're going to get this week in Star Wars Old Republic if you play Bounty Hunter. That's a big item this week. So there you go. And that's what we have from gaming this week. And I think I'm more helpful than any help center would be at 9:40 p.m. on a Friday night. If you ask me, I think I've just had it. Sorry, I'm just really agitated. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what else to do. I'm just in a really crappy mood now. I think we're just going to call it here. I really. Thank you. I'm much more helpful. Yes, Kat. Thank you. I am much more helpful. I'm sorry, guys, but if Blog Talk's going to crap all over me, it's not. Hold on. Let me. I might as well pull up the weather. Let me. Whilst we're here. Let me pull up some Hurricane Irma news. Tonight, happy birthday to my stepsister, Kathy. We went to, it's called Hibachi. It's one of those Japanese steak places. Really cool, you know, where they cook in front of you. And they had on ABC News, and we got the weather updates, and parts of Florida are being evacuated. And it's just nuts. And then we heard about the earthquake in Mexico, and it was 8.1, you know, and it's just... 58 people were reported dead. You know, it was just like, wow, are you kidding me? It's just like, what the hell? Okay, now I'm seeing here 29 minutes of Hurricane Irma forecast is going to hit Florida as a Category 5. And it's going to strike the Florida Keys. And nowhere is going to be safe. Yeah, Florida, good luck, God bless. I got family down there. My brother-in-law has family down there. It's just, man. Yeah, I'm just looking here. And it looks like the track of it. Key Largo is going to be the center of it at 5 a.m. Sunday morning. Hold on, just give me a second here, guys. I'm trying to load it up. All right. Okay, Hurricane Irma is now forecast to hit the Florida Keys as Category 5 storm. Meteorologists expect Irma to make landfall in the Keys between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. Overnight projections of Irma's path showed less of a threat to the Carolinas, as the monster storm appeared likely to move directly up the middle of Florida and curve inland. Oh, good Lord. The National Weather Service's Key West office issued a dire warning in the wake of the updated forecast. And in bold, exclamation in all capital letters, you know, asterisks all around it, this is as real as it gets. Nowhere in the Florida Keys will be safe. Just get out of there, people. Just, you know, if you have boats, wave runners. I remember I went down there for spring break back in 92, and we were on wave runners, and I just picture, get on the friggin' wave runners and just get to the mainland. Just get, you know, just do what you got to do. Get on boats and just get out of there. And, you know, they're telling people you still have time to evacuate. You know, it's Friday night. Even if you have to pack up tonight and leave first thing, you know, tomorrow morning, you still have 24 hours. That should still be plenty of time to get out of there. Excuse me. It says here, obviously, Hurricane Irma continues to be a threat that is going to devastate the United States. Brock Long, administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, said at a press conference Friday morning, "We're going to have a couple of rough days." Irma was downgraded from Category 5 to Category 4 storm early Friday morning. As of 8 p.m. Eastern, the storm was moving west at 12 miles per hour, with a southwestern eye wall moving over toward the north coast of Cuba, and was located 315 miles southeast of Miami. The National Hurricane Center cautioned that Irma is extremely dangerous, with a maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour, which are strong enough to uproot trees, bring down power poles, and rip off the roofs and some exterior walls of well-built frame homes. The National Hurricane Center issued its first hurricane warnings for Florida overnight, warning residents that preparations to protect life should be rushed to completion. Mandatory evacuation orders have been issued for barrier islands, coastal communities, low-lying areas, and mobile homes across Florida, including the counties of Brevard, O'Brevard, Broward, Collier, Indian River, Martin, Miami-Dade, Monroe, Palm Beach, and St. John. ABC News estimates roughly 1.2 million Florida residents have been ordered to evacuate. Man, that is just crazy. Just get out of there. Meteorologists predict Irma will continue to weaken as the storm moves inland Sunday into Monday. Irma will approach Jacksonville on Monday around 8 a.m. Eastern, with winds of about 75 miles per hour, which could make it a dangerous Category 1 hurricane. Then, Irma should weaken rapidly to a tropical storm, depression, or a remnant low later Monday as it moves across state lines into Georgia, then potentially Alabama and Tennessee on Tuesday into Wednesday, meteorologists say. Disney World announced in a statement Friday afternoon that its theme parks and water parks, as well as Disney Springs and the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, would be closing early Saturday and remain closed through Monday. Disney's resorts hotels will remain open. And I think they said this is only the fifth time in history that Disney has closed. The worst of Irma's winds and storm surge are projected to be near Marathon and Key Largo, but meteorologists say Miami and heavily populated southeastern Florida will still be on the strongest side of the storm. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, I'm sorry if I screwed up his name, on Friday declared a state of emergency in anticipation of Irma's potential impact. "It is unfortunate that just as our nation has begun the process to repair the catastrophic damage from Hurricane Harvey, that we are faced with another extreme storm," the governor said in a statement. "However, if there is one lesson we could take from the tragic events that occurred in Texas, it is that we must redouble our preparation efforts. Meanwhile, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal has declared a state of emergency for 94 counties in the state, his office said in a press release. A storm surge warning was in effect Friday morning for the Florida Keys and the Sebastian Inlet southward around the Florida Peninsula to Venice, with the National Hurricane Center saying there is danger of life-threatening inundation from rising waters moving inland from the coastline during the next 36 hours. An estimated 1.8 million Floridians have been ordered to evacuate. There are facilities to shelter 1 million people in Florida, a FEMA spokesperson told ABC News, but the question will be whether there is enough staffing to accommodate all the evacuees. More people are expected to go to shelters on Florida's west coast, Governor Rick Scott said in a press conference Friday evening. Some shelters are already at capacity on the west coast. Two more shelters are opening in Lee County, in the Fort Myers area, and three new shelters are opening in Collier County, in the Naples area, Scott said. Palm Beach County has issued a curfew to prevent looting and other criminal activity as the storm approaches, according to a press release. The curfew goes into effect Saturday at 3 p.m. It is unclear when it will be lifted. Rainfall accumulations in southeast Florida and the Florida Keys are expected to reach 10 to 15 inches, with totals up to 20 inches locally. Eastern Florida, up the coast of Georgia, is expected to receive 8 to 12 inches, according to the National Hurricane Center. As the storm moves north, heavy rains are forecast to drench northern Florida, Georgia, and even possibly South Carolina and Tennessee by Tuesday. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has issued mandatory evacuations for barrier islands in Colleton, Beaufort, and Jasper, the South Carolina Emergency Management Division announced Friday night. Let's see what else here. Okay, government personnel have been deployed from Alabama to North Carolina to prepare for Irma. Florida alone should anticipate days-long power outages, FEMA said. Okay, so now Turks and Caicos pummeled. Bahamas are next. The Turks and Caicos Islands were hit hard as Irma passed over the tiny archipelago in the Atlantic Ocean. A government spokesperson told ABC News the British Overseas Territory had sustained catastrophic damage. The National Hurricane Center warned of a storm surge up to 20 feet on Turks and Caicos with 8 to 12 inches of rain for the low-lying islands through Sunday. Portions of the islands sustained different scales of infrastructural damage, but there have been no reported deaths or injuries from the storm. The Office of Turks and Caicos Premier Charlene Cartwright-Robinson said in a statement Friday night after the storm had passed. "We are all alive," the statement read. "Thank God." The Bahamas began to experience the extent of Irma's wrath Friday morning. The storm's speed was expected to slow as the core of the hurricane passed between the Bahamas and the northern coast of Cuba. According to the Associated Press, at least 20 people have died and thousands were left homeless as a result of Irma, the most powerful Atlantic storm in a decade, after it battered a string of Caribbean islands on Wednesday. At the time, Irma was a Category 5 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. Long, the FEMA administrator said at the press conference Friday that the agency's primary goal is to stabilize the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico by restoring power, maintaining security, and bringing in life-sustaining supplies. And that is your report. And I just want to say this, it's going to get nasty. People in the areas are getting ready, get water. I know they say get batteries, but use common sense. Get the batteries you need for the equipment you have. Make sure you have the right batteries for your flashlights, etc. And I do want to point out something. Shame on the third-party people on Amazon who are doing this. I have family in Florida who are trying to buy water on Amazon because they couldn't get out of the house. And they were charging $42 for a gallon of water. Well, quickly, these third-party sellers on Amazon were reported to Amazon. I mean, how dare you take advantage of people in these situations and charge $42 for a gallon of water to people in need? What the hell is wrong with you people? That is disgusting. That is deplorable. That's inhumane. And that's even worse than this customer support I'm dealing with tonight. It's just horrible. Oh, you need water? Yeah, $42. Seriously? I think you should be arrested for that. But anyway, I can't remember the site now, but they used to have these things for what they call emergency bug out bags or emergency bags. Let me see if I can find it. It used to be a site from the government, and they used to have these things like it used to be a thing. No, that's not it. It was something like hurricane season is approaching. You should have something set up, like an emergency bag, or have emergency supplies ready. And it had a full list of everything you should have ready. Like, you have a family, things you should have ready. Okay, I'm back on. Are you kidding? And now I got disconnected temporarily from my own show. Are you kidding me? This is just ridiculous. All right, I'm going to be on for about 5 more minutes, and that's it. All right, so this is what they recommend. 1 gallon of water per person per day for drinking and sanitation. At least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food per person. A battery-powered radio, and a NOAA weather radio with tone alert and extra batteries for both. A flashlight and extra batteries. A first aid kit. A whistle to signal for help. If you have an infant, infant formula and diapers. Moist towelettes, garbage bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation. A dust mask or cotton t-shirt to help filter the air, plastic sheeting, and duct tape to shelter in place, wrench or pliers to turn off utilities, and a can opener for food if a kit contains canned food. Okay, now here's something else too, and I always recommend this. If you live in a cold weather climate, you have to think about warmth. It is possible that the power will be out and you will not have heat. Rethink your clothing and bedding supplies to account for growing children and other family changes. One complete change of warm clothing and shoes per person, including a jacket or coat, long pants, long sleeve shirt, sturdy shoes, hat and gloves, and this is what I always recommend too, a sleeping bag or a warm blanket for each person. I always say bring both a sleeping bag and a warm blanket for each person, just in case. And then below, okay, here's some other items for your family to consider adding to its supply kit. Some of these items, especially those marked, there's some things marked with an asterisk, they can be dangerous, so make sure you have an adult collect these supplies. Oh, that's the one. It's ready.gov. That's the website. Okay. Emergency reference materials, such as a first aid book or printout of the information on www.ready.gov. Rain gear, mess kits, paper cups, plates, and plastic utensils, cash or traveler's checks and change, paper towels, fire extinguisher, a tent, a compass, matches in a waterproof container, a signal flare, paper and pencil, personal hygiene items, including feminine supplies, disinfectant, household chlorine bleach. You can use bleach as a disinfectant. Dilute in 9 parts water to 1 part bleach. Or in an emergency, you can also use it to treat water. Use 16 drops of regular household liquid bleach per gallon of water. Do not use scented, color safe, or bleaches with added cleaners. Medicine dropper. In important family documents such as copies of insurance policies, identification, and bank account records in a waterproof, portable container. And then use this checklist from ready.gov, if it's a PDF file, to build your disaster supply kit. And don't forget, if you have pets, make a kit for them as well. Hold on, let me get it for you guys. Wise and hold on, I gotta refresh this again. Yeah, I think this is gonna be the end of the show, guys. This is just, I'm sorry, guys, about the shortened show tonight, but this is just ridiculous. This is just unprofessional on their part. I've just had it tonight. I've just really, really had it with them tonight. I apologize for that. There you go. That's there. Okay, now why is that not open? Hold on. And all right, I'm posting that there. All right, guys. Like I said, I apologize for this tonight. It's nobody's fault. It's not our fault. This is Blog Talk. You know, really, oh, just really, really. I'm sorry, guys. All right, I'm out of here. This is just hard. This is just really. We had a good show planned for tonight, but did the news and just highly unprofessional Blog Talk to pull this crap. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And you just let me see if I apologize, guys. Have a good weekend. I mean, if you're near hurricane territory, just get to safety. You know, real life comes first. Just get to safety. If you have family, just get them to safety. Oh, and, you know, they don't mention this in thing. Have a full tank of gas in your car. Seriously. Like, in the next few days, I had to go get an oil change in my car, my SUV. Get that done. I think I have 3-quart tank of gas. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get my car, my SUV topped off. So go get that done, too. Now, if you make sure your car is topped off and any little maintenance you need for your vehicle, make sure that's done, too. Because all these little stupid things you forget about, trust me, that's going to be important, especially if you have to bail out. And if you're on medications, make sure those are all up to date and you have enough supplies to get through the storm. Just stupid things like that. All right. I think that's all the advice, Kevin. You know, and my heart goes out to you people who are in danger, especially Texas and Florida. Just be safe. God bless you all. I love you all. And just be safe. And hopefully we'll see you all next. Well, I don't think we're going to be doing a show next Friday. Mad Viking can't make it. We'll find a way to get in touch with you during the week. We'll be on the air sometime soon. So, with that, this is Pokemon Paragon Radio signing off for this week. We will talk to you very soon. Hopefully, we'll be on next week sometime. And I apologize for Blog Talk Radio. I don't know why I'm apologizing. This is just ridiculous. With that, have a great weekend, everybody. Go watch those superhero shows. Go read some comic books. Watch some movies. Have a good one.